in the nation's northwest corner is Washington.
And now our resident historian Felix Bunnell joining us this morning. He does every Friday for All Over the Map. It's a quick look at the stories behind local places and things. And today's thing is a mystery cottage in Kirkland. He first brought us this story in January, and you have an update.
Yeah, the spot we're talking about is now called Fisk Family Park. It's on 6th Street South in Kirkland. This is just north of the Google campus there, right alongside where the railroad tracks were, which are now part of East Rail, the pedestrian and bike path between Renton and Woodinville. When we reported on this back in January, the city of Kirkland was in the process of converting private property they'd recently purchased to a park. The outstanding feature is a little creek that runs down the middle and a little red mystery cottage that stands atop a gentle rise above the creek. There was a lot of speculation about the mystery cottage. The setting and the little cottage itself, they're just so picturesque. The place seems to inspire speculation, even mythologizing, and has for decades, apparently. Now, back in January, we had help on the history of the cottage from Louita Hawkinson of the Kirkland Heritage Society. We also put the call out for anyone who had more information. Now, that call came a few days ago from Shelley Winfrey. She grew up across the street from the mystery cottage, and her family first lived in that spot more than 100 years ago, like 1900s. Like this, these are longtime Kirkland people. Shelley told me she was good friends with Jim Fisk. Jim's the man who passed away in 2022, who previously owned the property, whose family was also there in some adjoining homes for most of the 20th century. Now, some of this we already knew from Louita Hawkinson, but here's Shelley Winfrey with help from her mom telling the story of the mystery cottage in about 31 seconds.
That was built by Jim's dad, who worked at Boeing, and he would bring home wood, scrap wood, in his pickup, mom said, and built this barn that started out as a chicken coop. And then I think Jim had pigeons, and then it just kind of became this little red barn. And then Jim was an antique collector, and so he opened up a little antique store there called the Red Barn Antiques.
So there's the whole story. She did it in 31 seconds. I struggle for minutes to try to tell the story. She did it, boom, like that. So the little red, I love that it's Boeing scrap wood, people stealing scrap wood from Boeing to build stuff. That was all over, that happened all over this area back in the 20th century.
And that it used to be an antique store? I'm drooling.
Isn't that cool?
Yes.
So the little red barn, as Shelley says, she always calls it, it's built as a chicken coop in the 1940s. That Red Barn Antiques era is in the early 1970s. Shelley said it was kind of a hobby business for her friend Jim Fisk, and she and her siblings and other neighborhood kids would just hang out at the little red barn. She described an idyllic childhood there nearly 60 years ago. Now, hearing these specific details about the cottage, that was really cool. But there was this bigger picture history of the East Side I'd forgotten that Shelley also told me about. She said 6th Street South, again, that's the busy road where Google now stands, goes past the Fisk Family Park. It was a dead end on either side of the railroad tracks until sometime in the 1960s. It just didn't go through, right? In those days, where Shelley lived north of the tracks was within Kirkland city limits. The other side of the tracks was Houghton, which was its own little city until Kirkland annexed it about 50 years ago. Now, that dividing line loomed especially large for kids because it meant attending different elementary schools.
Houghton was totally, I mean, that was like another city to us because our world ended at the railroad tracks. So we went to Central, and everybody on the south side of the tracks went to Lakeview.
And it's unclear which side was the wrong side of the tracks. Anyway,
I was just going to say, of course this story includes a division of the railroad tracks.
So the city of Kirkland's put up signage and a fence at Fisk Family Park. They're still deciding what's going to happen to the Little Red Barn, which I think is what we're going to start calling it. I traded emails with John Lloyd, the deputy director of Kirkland Parks and Community Services. He said there's a buffer zone around Everest Creek. That's the creek on the site. Limits what they can do. They're evaluating options to see if it's possible to put a foundation under the cottage, which it currently lacks. I can't tell if they want to tear it down or they want to save it. It's a little hard to read John's mood in the email. Now, Louita Hawkinson from Kirkland Heritage Society, she's going to tour the cottage on Tuesday. She's going to get inside of it. She's been working hard to research its history. She wants to make sure Kirkland, the people of Kirkland, and the city understands its historic significance. She said before, they get so many questions about that cottage. She'd love to help preserve it, get signage about it for the people who drive past, but also for the hikers and bikers who are yards away on that new trail. We'll have pictures and more details at My Northwest.
I love the adventure of this story.
It's the little mystery cottage, the little red barn. It's just, it's so inspiring. Anyone who drives past, you look at, you just start imagining all sorts of great stories.
Yeah, I hope it stays. All right, thank you, Felix. Sully, what's